We are in Luke chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. God uses all kinds of human and natural activities to bring his purposes about. And in our passage today, we see how God moves events to align us with his predetermined counsel. Many times the events of life are orchestrated by God to position us where he wants us to be. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth, but the prophecies about the birthplace of the Messiah indicated that the Messiah had to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. So how does Mary move from Nazareth, her natural place of residence, to Bethlehem? Well, God could have done many things. He could have sent an angel again to tell her to move. God could have spoken to them in dreams. And the Lord could have chosen so many other means to get Mary to move to the place that he wanted her to be. But the Lord used a normal civic activity to move them. And it shows us the versatility of God. All the other ways in which he can use to guide us. At this time, a gentleman called Quirinius was the governor of Syria, under which fell Judea. And that is where Nazareth and Bethlehem were. And a policy came from this governor that people should go to their birthplace to be registered for tax purposes. This was a tax registration. It wasn't a census in the sense of counting the citizens in a place, but to move people to the location where they can be properly taxed. Now, if you were a Jew, you would hate this because the Jews were in their land, they were ruled by the Romans, and the Romans bullied them. And so this would not be a very palatable decree. And yet, look at what God did with this decree. Something that was supposed to be unpalatable is used by God. And this decree moves Joseph from Nazareth to his ancestral home of Bethlehem. We must always remind ourselves that God rules in the affairs of life. That some of the things you may think are draconian and are not palatable, and you may even fight against, may actually be God using the events of history to place you where he wants you to be. Mary and Joseph were not in the council or the Senate where this decision was taken. Yet God was there and God ruled in the Senate which took this decision. So what do we learn from this? We learn from this that God uses the events of life, sometimes historical events, and they may not even seem to be to our advantage. But if we will trust him and obey him, he can use what you may dislike to work out his purposes. And so this decree comes, destabilizes and disrupts the life of Mary and Joseph, but it is God's hand bringing them to their prophetic destiny. And may God bring you to your prophetic destiny by the events of life, and may everything work together to situate you where God wants you to be. Let's share a word of prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, lead me by your Spirit, even when I don't understand everything that is happening all around me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My friend, God is ruling in the affairs of your life, and he'll bring you to your prophetic destiny. I'm Pastor Mesa Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.